Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word. We're looking at Genesis 40:1 to 23 and continuing our series talking about Joseph, the son of Jacob today, Joseph, interpreter. While Joseph was in prison, both the king's personal servant and his chief cook made the king angry, so he had them thrown into the same prison with Joseph. They spent a long time in prison, and the official in charge of the palace guard made Joseph their servant. One night, each of the two men had a dream, but their dreams had different meanings. The next morning, when Joseph went to see the men, he could tell they were upset, and he asked, "Why are you so worried today?" "We each had a dream last night," they answered, "and there's no one to tell us what they mean." Joseph replied, "Doesn't God know the meaning of dreams? Now tell me what you dreamed." The king's personal servant told Joseph, "In my dream, I saw a vine with three branches. As soon as it budded, it blossomed, and its grapes became ripe. I held the king's cup and squeezed the grapes into it, and then I gave the cup to the king." Joseph said, "This is the meaning of your dream. The three branches stand for 3 days, and in 3 days the king will pardon you. He will make you his personal servant again, and you will serve him at his wine just as you used to. But when these good things happen, please don't forget to tell the king about me so I can get out of this place. I was kidnapped from the land of the Hebrews, and here in Egypt, I haven't done anything to deserve being thrown in jail." When the chief cook saw that Joseph had given a good meaning to the dream, he told Joseph, "I also had a dream. In it, I was carrying three bread baskets stacked on top of my head. The top basket was full of all kinds of baked things for the king, but the birds were eating them." Joseph said, "This is the meaning of your dream. The three baskets are 3 days, and in 3 days, the king will cut off your head. He will hang your body on a pole, and birds will come and peck at it." 3 days later, while the king was celebrating his birthday with a dinner for his officials, he sent for his personal servant and the chief cook. He put the personal servant back in his old job and had the cook put to death. Everything happened just as Joseph said it would. But the king's personal servant completely forgot about Joseph. So what is it you do to grow your faith? I mean, we all know if you want to lose weight, you have to eat less. You have to do something. If you want bigger muscles, you have to do resistance exercises. And the one I love because it is so strangely obvious and so weird to think about is, if you want to run faster, you have to run faster. So the conversation with my personal trainer would be, "But I want to run faster. If I could already run faster, I wouldn't be talking to you." To which the trainer would say, "Yes, but if a puma was chasing you down the trail, I can assure you, you would run faster." So? And the same is true with faith. You have to put it to work. You have to exercise it, and not just on Sundays. Sunday morning worship has its place. In fact, it's a wonderful opportunity to hang out for a few minutes with other people of faith and enjoy the community glow, to share our joys and concerns, to take time to tell others what you are rejoicing about. So, what are you rejoicing about today? Mine, strangely enough, is the bees. Sue's got a plant called Bee Bomb, and it blossomed this week. And the first couple of days, I didn't see any bees. Last year, they were covered in bees, honeybees, bumblebees, and these strange things called hummingbird moths. And then they started coming this year. First, just two or three, then more and more. Hallelujah, there will be honey, and there will be pollinated plants. The earth is alive. When we get together at the Wednesday evening Bible study, one of the great things that happens is that our faith grows. While our focus is supposed to be on the Bible study subject, the greatest benefit, I think, is not so much that we know more about the Bible, but that we have spent time together, and because of it, our faith has grown. And I think Joseph had none of that essential support. And yet, When we last saw Joseph, he had been sold as a slave to Potiphar, the captain of the guard in Egypt. Now, all of a sudden, he is in prison. And yes, something is missing. It's a fairly short story you can find in Genesis 37, the story of the accusations made by Potiphar's wife and of Joseph the shepherd boy's decision to flee from what must have been another terrifying scene. Unfortunately, Potiphar's wife's advances and accusations landed Joseph in prison, and it is there we see two rather amazing things. First, Joseph's continuing faith in God, and second, Joseph's discovery that not only could he dream dreams, but he can, with God's help, interpret them. Keeping faith in the midst of a disaster is hard. Never ever suggest to someone that it's not. Tragic losses can and often do damage and sometimes destroy people's faith. All we can do is actively support folks in the midst of the pain and suffering and intentionally pray for them and their faith. Actively support them. You heard me, right? Make our prayers real by doing. Don't be distant. Don't stay away. Don't be afraid. Because people of faith don't run away when the situation is bleak or hard or painful. What our friends need most in that time is people of faith by their sides, not talking, but doing. Being Christ's hands and feet and heart for our sisters and brothers. Joseph, almost beyond understanding, somehow came through the storm with a stronger and more focused faith. Did you hear what Joseph said to the cupbearer and the chef? Doesn't God know the meaning of dreams? Now tell me what you dreamed. And in those words, Joseph reveals his faith. He knows God is there, even in that prison. Pretty amazing. So how about you? Are you confident that God is with you in the midst of whatever tempest is blowing around you, whatever challenges you are facing? Joseph seems to sense that God is with him to the point that he is confident that God will even allow him to know the meaning of Pharaoh's servants' dreams. And there's more. Because God has plans for Joseph, and God has plans for you. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us as we think once again about what the scripture has to say to us as we grow in faith. This all from the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church. You can reach us at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. Thanks for joining us.